Spin your ears back right for some joy and delight. This is Story Zest with your sparkly host, Lady Dawn. Fresh episodes will be up twice a week. Love and enjoy this new episode. Pet peeves. Everybody has them, and with some of them we all can relate. As an extra bonus, I came across some really funny, dorky dad quarantine and pandemic jokes, y'all, that made me giggle and cracking up. I decided to throw these in as well, because we all need a good laugh from time to time. But first, I have to get one thing off my chest and talk about my BFF Jim, who paid a steep price for his mischievous behavior. There was a boy whose name was Jim. His friends were very good to him. They gave him tea and cakes and jam and slices of delicious ham and chocolate with pink inside and little tricycles to ride and read him stories through and through and even took him to the zoo. But there it was, the dreadful fate befell him, which I now relate. You know, or at least you ought to know, for I have often told you so, that children never are allowed to leave their nurses in a crowd. Now, this was Jim's especial foible. He ran away when he was able, and on this inauspicious day, he slipped his hand and ran away. He hadn't gone a yard when, bang! With open jaws, a lion sprang and hungrily began to eat the boy, beginning at his feet. Now just imagine how it feels when first your toes and then your heels and then by gradual degrees your shins and ankles, calves and knees are slowly eaten, bit by bit. No wonder Jim detested it. No wonder that he shouted, "Hey!" The honest keeper heard his cry. Though very fat, he almost ran to help the little gentleman. "Ponto!" he ordered as he came, for Ponto was the lion's name. "Ponto!" he cried, with angry frown. "Let go, sir! Down, sir! Put it down!" The lion made a sudden stop. He let the dainty morsel drop and slunk reluctant to his cage, snarling with disappointed rage. "Arr!" But when he bent over to Jim, the honest keeper's eyes were dim. The lion having reached his head, the miserable boy was dead. When nurse informed his parents, they were more concerned than I can say. His mother, as she dried her eyes, said, "Well, it gives me no surprise. He would not do as he was told." His dad, who was self-controlled, bade all the children round attend to James' miserable end and always keep a hold of nurse for fear of finding something worse. Lesson learned. As far as children are concerned, always keep an eye on them in the zoo. Anywho, pet peeves, y'all, everybody can relate to. Here we go. Okay. Tapping, fidgeting, clicking pens, and bouncing knees. That's so obnoxious. When you're talking to someone and they won't stop staring at their phone screen. Oh my God, really? Slow walkers. People who interrupt when you're speaking. Loud noises, especially in public transportation when people are watching movies without their headphones on so everybody can enjoy. Please stop doing that. Or, I don't know, this was a pet peeve from someone. He said, couples who sit next to each other instead of across from each other in a booth. I don't mind that, but hey, you know, it's a pet peeve. One other one. People who talk loudly on the phone. Damn, jeez. Yeah, that's a good one. The word moist. I can't, man. Slow drivers. Rude drivers. Sunlight creeping in through the window in the morning. Oh, that's a good one. And that wakes you up. So that's why I always wear a sleeping mask. But, you know, anywho. Know-it-alls and attention hogs. Yeah, and especially now with this whole C-19 things, everybody knows, nobody knows, whatever. Attention, oh man, please stop that. And then We have people who wake you up early in the morning or late at night, or you know, when you dozed off. Oh, did I wake you up? Gee whiz. Buzzing noises. And okay, when you're watching TV and someone turns on the garbage disposal, blender, vacuum cleaner, or another loud appliance. Yeah. Ugh, that sucks. Okay. And last one, when you need an outlet to charge something, but there are none available or none exist. Oh yeah, that can be obnoxious. This was it for pet peeves, yo. My country is slow in easing restrictions. Finally! But the vaccine rollout is so slow it will move us back into last year. The horror of it all! Side note, of course I am accelerating here. Until the rollout is fully completed, we still have to quarantine and are in lockdown a little bit and have to follow the social distancing guidelines. It's time to crack jokes, everybody, otherwise we go cray cray in this ongoing pandemic ordeal. Time for some comic relief! The World Health Organization announced that dogs cannot contract COVID-19. Dogs previously held in quarantine can now be released. To be clear, who let the dogs out? Who? Since we're all in quarantine, I guess we'll be making only inside jokes from now on. I'm not talking to myself, I'm having a parent-teacher conference. This morning I saw a neighbor talking to her cat. It was obvious she thought her cat understood her. I came into my house and told my dog. We laughed a lot. There's nothing like relaxing on the couch after a long day of being tense on the couch. And I finished Netflix today. Sorry. Knock knock. Who's there? Seriously, don't touch my door and get back 6 meters to social distance. Okay. Quarantine has really put a damper on comedy. For months, nobody has walked into a bar. Why do they call it the novel coronavirus? It's a long story. You know what they're saying about 2020? It went viral faster than anyone thought it would. If coronavirus isn't about beer, why do I keep seeing cases of it? Okay, sorry you guys. But what's the difference between C19 and Romeo and Juliet? One's the coronavirus and the other one is a Verona crisis. Ha ha ha. And what do you call panic buying of sausage and cheese in Germany? The worst case scenario. Oh guys, this is so funny. Well, oh, this is a mean one. Nail salons, hair salons, waxing center and tanning places are closed. It's about to get ugly out there. Damn, that's a mean one. If you tell a coronavirus joke now, but you'll have to wait 2 weeks to see if you got it. Damn. Ooh. Okay, and Finland, just close its borders. You know what that means? No one will be crossing the finish line. Thank you for taking the time to listen to StoryZest. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Like, support and subscribe. It's for free and with your support this podcast grows with glee. If you pin back your ears before bed with delight, good night, don't let the spiders bite. If you listen during the day, a small StoryZest is always a sunny way. Questions or requests? Leave a voice memo, send a DM on the gram to StoryZest or a mail to storyzestladydawn@gmail.com. Till next week, everybody. So long. Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen.